We're back joined now by John Andrews, who is the executive director of the American Indian Healing Center that provides medical care for those Indians in L.A. County in need. And welcome to our show.
Thank you.
According to the brochure you gave me, there are 76,000 American Indians residing in Los Angeles County, none of them on reservations, and 50% of them of your patients are employed, or 50% of the Indians in L.A. County are employed.
Well, 50% of our adult population that we're currently treating are employed either full-time or part-time, but nearly 80% of them are without health insurance right now.
Wow. And you treat about 1,500 patients,
approximately, yes.
You know, I asked this question, maybe you would ask the same question. We read about all the money that the Indian casinos are making, right, and you'd think that some of that would be funneled to their fellow Indians, but that isn't happening.
Well, it's a very valid question, and in fact, we are getting support from two of the gaming tribes currently. I believe I mentioned to you the San Manuel Band of Mission Indians and the Chumash tribe up in Santa Barbara. We are in contact with and soliciting, as other nonprofits are, trying to reach some of the other gaming tribes, but it is a challenge because we're competing with all the other organizations that have legitimate causes and purposes, and so it's an uphill battle, but we're attacking it.
Well, America has treated its Native Americans in many ways unfairly over many, many years. I just personally view the casinos as fine. Okay, they're getting some money from us, so it's kind of payback time, but in any event, the health care of those American Indians living in L.A. County is an important responsibility, and your organization is
absolutely
helping to fulfill it.
Right.
The largest aggregation of American Indians in the country is California?
Absolutely, yes.
Wow.
The largest urban aggregation.
Why do Indians move from the reservation into the cities?
Well, there are a lot of reasons. Obviously, employment and some of the socialization that's gone on even though the Indian reservations, which were first established many years ago, as anyone who's been there knows that the high rates of poverty, the sickness, all the conditions that are there, which are not being addressed by the federal government.
Really?
So you have migration happening to...
So you would not give high grades to the federal government's administration of the Indian reservations?
I would say that, considering that it's a 50-year anniversary of the Indian Health Service that just passed, I wouldn't give them the highest grade. No, absolutely.
Right. What are the challenges that you and your organization face for the future?
Well, for us, our patient population is really a microcosm of this growing epidemic of uninsured patients that we're hearing and reading about,
sure,
whether it be California or nationwide. When you have people coming to your clinic for primary care, and as I mentioned earlier, they're employed, but either they can't afford the premium or their employer isn't offering on, so you have people going without health care insurance, and we think we're doing a good job of managing their care on a primary care ambulatory basis and addressing two things: keeping them out of the emergency rooms and keeping them out of the hospitals. And we think we're making some real inroads in that area. We're addressing some multiple chronic medical conditions: hypertension, obesity, asthma, diabetes, all of the issues that you see in minority populations and lower socioeconomic populations, they're right there with the Indian population that we're treating.
Well, if any of you want to provide some support, at the end of the segment, we'll put up a website and telephone number, and you can contact John in the Healing Center. Is the experience of the American Indians when they leave the reservation similar to immigrant groups coming in, or how would you describe when an Indian leaves the reservation and then tries to find a job in L.A. County?
Well, I think, again, they're experiencing many of the kinds of adjustments that happen for everyone, whether you're talking about housing and the cost of it, or jobs and the training, or the lack of the training and the education. So, and there are other social service and job training and development organizations that are focused on assisting the Native American population to do that. But it is an adjustment, and seeking out health care and getting it in a comfortable, culturally appropriate, and sensitive setting is something that we're trying to address, and we think we're doing a pretty good job of it.
Now, you get private funding, but do you also get government funding?
Our only source of public funding right now is coming from the state of California. They run a program called the Indian Health Program, and they partially fund about 28 clinics throughout the state. But the majority of our funding is coming from private foundations and charitable organizations and corporations and individuals who will make a donation.
John, for those who are not that familiar with the American Indian experience, what is the most important thing that you think the general population should know about the plight or the situation of American Indians?
Well, I would say in terms of their health care, which is what our main mission is that this is a population that is experiencing the same basic issues of access to health care, affordable health care, quality health care, and to be able to do that in a manner that is consistent with what those of us who are fortunate enough to have health insurance and have good doctors and good hospitals and clinics. So they're really addressing and faced with the same challenge.
Well, John Andrews, thank you very much for taking the time to join us. And again, we'll put up the telephone number and website for the American Indian Healing Center. If you'd like to get more information or provide some support, they'd be very happy to hear from you. Thank you, John.
Thank you for inviting me.
Okay, we'll be back with the remaining portions of our show after these messages. Well, this was an interesting show with people involved in providing services to, in some cases, the underserved population. Bill Schumard, a remarkable job with Special Olympics, longtime board member, and now it's executive director, bringing Special Olympics to be headquartered in Long Beach. And Mel Nutter, longtime community activist in the environmental movement. And our last guest, John Andrews, executive director of American Indian Healing Center, providing services to the underserved Indian population. John, you mentioned that Long Beach State has a significant American Indian presence.
Yeah, well, the city of Long Beach.
City of Long Beach,
yes. Of those large cities in the county, Long Beach has the second highest percentage population-wise.
Yeah.
And as you mentioned, the Cal State Long Beach powwow.
Okay.
So, and we draw on patients coming to us from all over, from Lancaster to Malibu to Long Beach to Pomona.
Okay. Well, again, thank you, John, for joining us. Thank you at home for being our guest, and please join us next week for the next edition of Straight Talk. Good night, everyone.
Straight Talk has been brought to you by Southern California Edison, the Press Telegram, and Laserfish. And remember, Straight Talk is viewable worldwide 24/7 at StraightTalkTV.com.